This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Hey, welcome to episode 150. Our sponsors are Warby Parker and Dollar Shave Club. And this one's all about crossover songs. Artists that either crossed over to country or country artists that crossed over to pop. And we're also going to talk to AJ McClain, who is of the Backstreet Boys and is also trying to put out country music. And interesting to kind of hear their thoughts. And listen, no one in the country music world, like the traditional country music world, wants anything to cross over if they're like super traditional. I think artists kind of get crap when they do that. I enjoy it because that means it's so good inside of our format that everybody else gets to experience it. Because right now, you know, Dan and Shay are doing that with Tequila. And I guess that's the first really big crossover possibility in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, Body Like a Backroad tried, but I don't think that it got as big as Tequila from Dan and Shay. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. It's funny because Dan and Shay, they're already on Speechless right now. And Speechless went number one, and Tequila's still, you know, kind of jumping up the pop chart. So right now, Speechless is at number 24 on the pop chart, and it's trying. So, and recently, I mean, Maren crossed over, Maren Morris, but that wasn't so much her song. Now, she is an artist, did because she was on this. Oh, baby. With Zed and... Why don't you who else? I just know Zed and Maren. Who's the other one? DJ. Somebody else is on the song. Just a little. So why don't you just... Body Like a Backroad went to number 6 on the pop chart?
Yeah.
It was that high?
Yeah.
I was completely wrong about that. Body like I guess I didn't hear it that much on the pop chart.
I heard it a lot.
You did?
Yeah.
I was wrong on that. I know every curve. Lady Antebellum Need You Now went to number 2 on the pop chart. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't come. Rascal Flatts had a top 10 song on the pop chart with What Hurts the Most. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say. And I think in, you know, the last generation, the biggest obvious crossover is Taylor Swift. Well, I can just play one of her songs here. But she just crossed over herself. Like, she humanly crossed over. Did country and was like, you know what, I'm just going to do pop. And everybody's like, all right, we get it. And I was doing pop radio for a lot of these songs. Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, Taylor Swift. Those three I was doing pop radio, and it was like, oh, cool, check it out. Some country stuff's crossed over. But I'm a big fan of crossing over because, I mean, you know what? Darius crossed over pop to country instead of country to pop. Like, Darius is an artist that he went from Hootie to being Darius the country singer. And a lot of people will go, oh, the sellouts. No way, man. They're just selling out bigger rooms. And it has to be super awesome in our area to go over to another one. Let me talk about Warby Parker for a second, because I do love Warby Parker. A lot of my glasses are Warby Parker. And basically what Warby Parker is, by the way, is it was a collaboration of four close friends. And what they wanted to do is have a different kind of glasses, like an alternative to the overpriced, even the boring eyewear that's out there now. And they also felt that prescription eyewear shouldn't cost you more than a plane ticket or a new iPhone. And that's why glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. It's anti-glare lenses, anti-scratch coatings. And for every pair that you buy, a pair is distributed to someone in need. And you might be thinking, how can you buy eyeglasses online? Because I've done this, though. They send you a home try-on program, and it's very easy. You order 5 pair of glasses online, have them shipped directly to your house or to work, and then you have 5 days to try them on, wear them around, show your friends, and get an honest opinion of what they look like. And if you don't like them, mail them back. It's 100% free. It's really easy. And you find a pair of glasses you like, go to warbyparker.com/Bobby. I mean, order them from there. warbyparker.com/Bobby. W-A-R-B-Y. Parker.com/Bobby. Get started with a free home try-on. warbyparker.com/Bobby and find your perfect glasses today. And so I have a lot of artists here that crossed over one way or the other, right? That's kind of what it is. And again, we're doing this because we'll talk to AJ McClain coming up in a second, who is trying his own, you know, pop to country crossover. Do I think it's going to work? It normally doesn't work for anyone. It's rare that it does. So just playing the odds, I don't. But again, I've seen stranger things happen. And I like the guy. He's a nice guy. Having night visions. We're kissing every spot. But we'll talk to him and find out what's going on. This is called Night Visions, AJ McClain. All right, did they cross over Darius Rucker? It was in Hootie. And that's kind of the weird crossover because rarely do they go pop to country and make it. You know, especially I was talking about AJ McClain, but he did. He crossed over and had a bunch of hits. So me, mama, like a wagon. Your mic's on if I'm not saying anything. Me, mama, Darius Rucker. By the way, Hootie's one of the biggest selling bands of all time. Like that record, Cracked Review, is one of the biggest selling records of all time. Me, mama, like, and I think most people thought that Darius would be a flash in the pan or would have. Because again, if somebody goes from pop to country, the traditional country people go, wait, why are they doing this? Like, why are they trying to come country? Because they can't make it in pop? But that really wasn't the case with Darius. As you know now, Darius is a South Carolina dude that loves country music, loves classic country music. And also, nobody calls him Hootie anymore, which he's got to love.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody just called him Hootie.
Yeah.
They didn't know him as Darius. So Darius actually did cross over. Steven Tyler was an interesting one that tried to cross over because he is like American rock royalty. I mean, Aerosmith, massive. And whenever Steven Tyler was crossing over, I was excited because I just wanted to meet him. You turn it on. I mean, it's freaking Aerosmith, and Aerosmith's a rock band. Yeah, you drag me. And all of a sudden, Steven Tyler was like showing up in Nashville and making surprise appearances at other artists' shows, and then he started showing up at bars playing shows, and then he launched his country career, Love Is Your Name. This is called, right?
Yeah.
Love Is Your Name. Kind of sounds like Mumford and Sons and Aerosmith mixed together. I do not think that was a successful crossover. And I had him on the show, and I was rooting for him to cross over because I wanted to be his friend. Just selfishly, I wanted him to live here and making country music, and I was going to be Steven Tyler's friend. And a lot of my friends were riding with him. Like Eric Paslay was riding with him, and he was like, he's the nicest guy. But that did not work. He did not. It wasn't a successful crossover.
That'd be crazy to write with him.
A lot of people did. Yeah. You know, he's trying to write with anyone who would write. Cyndi Lauper tried to cross over. And I would get emails going, hey, we have Cyndi Lauper on your show. And I never did. And this is our song, right? Called Funnel of Love. Yeah. It was a country attempt. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried. And it's not even bad. And it's kind of awkward and kind of, you know, weird sounding. But I think if it were someone who was coming, starting in their career and sounded like this as a kind of an Americana, I think it would work in that realm. Like a Margo Price. She has that really distinct, super country. Because we know it's Cyndi Lauper, we picture Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
I think if you just go, hey, this is, you know, Missy Johnson, and she's from Kentucky, and she kind of has this weird vibe, this country vibe. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I think you probably go, oh, maybe that's not for me, but I get it. But the fact that she was Cyndi Lauper kind of made it weird. And you're like, why is she doing it?
It was just weird.
Yeah, right. It was weird. That didn't work. Cyndi Lauper did not cross over. Brett Michaels from Poison. Someone I had on the show because I was like, it's freaking Poison. And played softball with him. He's a good athlete.
Really nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice guy. And he came in and he had a song called Girls on Bars. Because boys like girls dancing on bars. And girls like boys driving. Did he ever release the album for this? Do you know? Like a full album?
I think just a single, maybe two singles.
It didn't work. He served as a judge on Nashville Star in 2005. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He did release a full-on country album, Freedom of Sound. This is the older one, older record with Jessica Andrews. So yeah, that did not work. But I had him on the show, and I thought he's a nice guy. Sometimes I have people on a show, and I don't even root for their music so much. I just like them as a guest. So I didn't think the Brett Michaels stuff was going to work. But I did like him, and he was going to talk about Poison, talk about Rock of Love, all that stuff that I thought my audience would like. So Brett Michaels did not cross over. Kid Rock is one. And so when I was in college, I was listening to Kid Rock. Kid Rock was like rap. Yeah. It was like hardcore rock rap. And Kid Rock freaking crossed over. And we were trying all summer long, crossed over hard. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. This was a top five song. He hosted CMT Music Awards twice, Kid Rock did. Do you know that?
It's crazy.
And he also had, like, Picture. I found your picture today. I swear I'll change my way. What up?
It was never weird, like him doing country.
No,
going to such like rock rap to doing country, it made sense.
Because he kind of was like a trailer park dude. And being a fellow trailer park dude, it was kind of like trailer park dudes like all kinds of music.
And I feel like that's going to be Post Malone.
Yeah, you think he's going to come with a country record?
Yeah.
Here's a song that did not work from Kid Rock, but there ain't nothing like I thought this was good. This Tennessee Mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't. But yes, he's a successful crossover. Here's an interesting one is Aaron Lewis from Stained. Who I think I got into a fight on the air.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because he was bashing Luke Bryan and somebody else. And I put him on and we
called him.
I called him?
Yeah.
Did I have his number? We have his number?
No, maybe.
No, did we have his number?
We did.
So he was in Stained and he put out a country record.
Put out a few.
2011 was his first one.
Yeah. That ain't country.
That's a natural fact. It almost feels like, I don't know, that's not super believable to me. And I think this is more so. Because a country boy. Because it sounds like Stain doing country. I felt like this is really trying. That ain't. Like he got in a saloon with his chaps and was like, no, trust me. I do think he's probably kind of a country-ish guy. But when you go from being in a rock band to something that sounds super, super traditional, there's got to be like that pivot point where you just don't go from one to the other. That ain't country. I hate when people tell other people they're not country. And not just that song, but that's what that song does. But that really bothers me when people go, well, that's not country. Like, you're not the country warden. You don't get to decide. And what does that even mean, what's country? Is it the instruments? Is it the message of the music? There are a lot of things that are country.
That's kind of his whole thing. Like, I was looking at his Twitter.
That he feels that some things aren't country?
Yeah.
People can say he's not country. And you know what? It's their right to say that, but I'm just not someone who goes that ain't country. Like, what your sensibilities? How you grew up? I grew up in a tiny town in Arkansas. As country as could possibly be. However, I love hip-hop. I was a big 90s alternative fan. I think it was just what age you grew up was a big part of all that you like to listen to. Lionel Richie had a big crossover attempt. Hello. Come on. Is it me you're huge pop star. But he had a top 10 country song, huh?
Yeah.
Deep River Woman climbed number 10. Deep River Woman. He also wrote Lady for Kenny Rogers in 1980 that was a pop number one and a country number one. Coming home to you. whenever I go Bon Jovi, you probably go, nah, probably not. But he kind of did.
Yeah.
This song was massive. And it, the weird part about this Bon Jovi, first of all. So Bon Jovi, huge band in the 80s, even a bit of the 90s, obviously. But then him and Jennifer Nettles did this song, you know, Who Says You Can't Go Home? I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place. I was looking for something. And the weird thing about this was, is that this song, he crosses over into country. It's so big in country that it crosses back over into pop. Like, he's a pop artist that went country that it was so big it crossed back over into pop again. Because we played that a little bit. But that was interesting. Tom Jones had a number one country song, by the way, which is crazy. She's a lady. This is Tom Jones. This is Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual. And here's his number one country song. So say you stay until tomorrow. 1976. Tom Jones had a number one country hit. I can't face tonight alone. And then I'll finish with this one. Jessica Simpson. She was obviously a huge pop star when she was younger. And I think they did that movie together, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Willie Nelson was like, hey, you like country music. You grew up in Texas. Do a country music song and a record. And so she put out an album called Do You Know? Debuted number one country album. And Come On Over was a top 20 song. So kinda, she kinda crossed over. It's kind of funny to look back at the history of crossovers. Again, I root for things from country to crossover into pop because that means it's so good for us that it got so big the pop has to look at it and go, oh, wow, this is doing so great in its own format. And that's what happens a lot of times. Like the alternative songs, like Imagine Dragons, they have to do so well in alternative to be considered a pop. Pop is basically the major leagues for all music. If it kills in its genre, it goes to pop. Like hip hop. All the biggest hip-hop songs go to the pop station.
I mean, like Panic at the Disco right now has the number one
alternative.
And so,
unless it's an artist that is just a straight pop artist, like the pop format is basically just what's popular in all the other formats. There's this weird negative connotation to pop, when actually pop's awesome, because it just means it's popular. So as Dan and Shay make a run, with Tequila, I'm rooting for him. I mean, I don't know, the Speech Stuff doesn't hit the pop chart too.
It is
on there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like 24.
Speechless is or Tequila?
Speechless.
Oh, so they're both? Where are they both?
Well, I think Tequila's done on the pop chart.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Well, whatever. Those guys are crossover money. Eventually, they're going to have something go big. So, well, there you go. There's all the crossovers. Let me do, before we get AJ on from the Backstreet Boys, let me talk about Dollar Shave Club because I love it. In my house, my bathroom, you see a lot of Dollar Shave Club stuff. I love that. They have everything I need to look my best. You know, what I love, too, is that I never have to go to the store because Dollar Shave Club delivers everything I need right to the door, and they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out, and they have it all. They have you covered head to toe, your hair, your skin, your face. Whatever you need, they have it, and they have this new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on products you use. You determine what you want when you want it, and it shows up right at your door. From once a month to every 6 months, and for me, the Dollar Shave Club toothpaste, I love it because... One, it's great toothpaste, but two, it comes every 3 months. That's how I have it set. Every 3 months, it comes right to me. Toothpaste, I run out, or I just am always squeezing the very bottom of the tube because I don't want to go to the store or I forget it. Every 3 months, I have it set to come to my house. They're handsome discount. The more you buy, the more you save. Right now, they have a bunch of starter sets you can get for $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. So what are you waiting for? Your starter set, $5 right now, dollarshaveclub.com/bones. dollarshaveclub.com/bones. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right, we talked to AJ McClain. We're going to play that interview right now.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Man.
Hey, dude, what's happening?
Dude, first off, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And congratulations, dude. I was your number one fan on the show. When you got the mirror ball, I was like, thank you. I would have been so mad. I would have caused a social media uproar if you didn't win.
Well, thanks, dude. I appreciate that. You good?
Dude, I couldn't be better, man. I mean, just a little bit of stress with the whole fire situation that happened in California. My family and I have been bouncing around from hotel to house. We're moving again tomorrow, but we'll hopefully be back in our house by April.
How about New Year started? What are you up to?
Man, dude, I've been busting my butt trying to finish up my debut solo country record, which will be out in April. Backstreet's gearing up, about to go back on tour. Brand new album coming out the end of this month. We have two more runs in Las Vegas, and then we are done in Las Vegas. And then rehearsals start, and we're back on the road again, man, for our 25th anniversary tour. It's pretty much the rest of this year is booked.
You're grinding, man.
Yeah, dude, got to, man. Got to do it. I truly miss being on a tour bus. Vegas has been outstanding. It's been phenomenal, but there's just something about being on a bus that I do miss.
Talk to me for a second about this country project and what you have in mind. Like, what's the plan?
Well, we are hoping to have another single released hopefully shortly in the next few weeks or in the next month. It's a song that I actually did with a guy from Nashville named Dave Fenley. Amazing writer, producer. He was just recently on The Voice. Made it to Final Three. He's super talented. I've been working on this record now for about a year and a half. Pretty much ever since we finished and put out God, Your Mama, and Me with us in FGL, that was where I kind of got the inspiration to really kind of just shed my skin and really kind of try something new. But I told myself if this wasn't really organic, then I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to force it. The songs had to be right. My writing space in my head had to be right. And it just happened perfectly. And I couldn't be happier with what's come out. And I can't wait for the world to hear it.
So what was that like for you whenever Florida Georgia Line calls and goes, hey, do this project with us? Was that like, wow, we're going to hop into the country world? Or was that, like what happens in your mind there?
Well, you know, I mean, Nick was the one that kind of was the catalyst for that whole thing. Nick actually saw the guys during CMA Fest in Nashville, in Franklin, and he went to CMA Fest, He met the fellas backstage and found out that they're huge Backstreet Boy fans. BK's first concert when he was six was our concert, which is kind of crazy. And they were doing Backstreet's Back in their show. And none of us really believed it. And then Nick showed us a YouTube video, and sure enough, they're doing it in like a stadium, and everyone's singing along, and it was just kind of a mind-blown moment. Like, wow, really? The country world is rocking out to Backstreet's Back. But music is for music lovers, you know? And country, to me, has really kind of opened up its doors to really expand so much more outside of what country's been known for. And FGL, truly, in my opinion, are the trailblazers. I mean, working with Nelly, working with Bebe Rexha, Jason Derulo, kind of stepping in almost an EDM direction with certain songs, and then really just kind of having almost that urban pop influence. And that really, really inspired me. After we did Crossroads with those guys, I started really kind of diving into the whole Nashville scene. I spent probably a grand total of almost a year in Nashville. I was going to move there. I was going to take my family and move there. I'm madly in love with the city of Nashville. I love it there. I love the people. I love the culture. I love the music. It's so inspiring. And I spent so much time down there. And hopefully someday I do get a nice place down there. But still out in California for now. But just been busting my butt in the studio. Probably recorded about 3/4 of the album in Nashville, and the rest out here in Los Angeles.
So tell me, the record's going to come out in April, and it's your debut solo country album. Like, what's the record going to sound like? What can you tell me right now?
It's a little bit of all that I kind of bring to Backstreet, as well as what I want to bring to country. So it's got pop, it's got urban, it's got country, it's got soul, it's got gospel. It's definitely just me kind of being myself. You know, I'm not trying to be something I'm not. I just want to make good music that people love, that people can relate to. I want to write songs about my beautiful children, about my gorgeous wife, about the highs and lows that I've been through in my life, and just make it a real fun, relatable record. And like I said, I couldn't be more proud. I've got to work with some super, super talented cats in L.A., and I've done a bunch of writing.
Oh, we're losing him. I think we lost him. Well, there you have it, folks. He'll leave us with that. We'll just have to keep wondering. There he is, AJ McLean. These songs here.
I'm having night visions.
This is Night Visions.
I might have missed mixing whiskey and drinking with the red wine on.
This is Back Porch Bottle Service.
Got me buzzing on a Back Porch Bottle Service. Long necks chilling.
And this was The Jam.
Tell me why.
I want it that way. But good luck to him. There he is, real quick. Hey, we lost you, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's this weird, random drop area by my house. I have no idea why. It's all wide open spaces.
Now, you're all good. Well, listen, let us know whenever you come back to town. Love to have you up.
Dude, absolutely, man. And I'll be out in Vegas for ACMs. I hope I get to see you out there, because that's right around the time that I'm dropping the record.
Okay, cool. Well, there he is, AJ McLean. Hey, appreciate the nice words, buddy. And yeah, maybe I'll see you in Vegas. If not, next time you come to town, hit me up.
Absolutely, bro. For sure, man.
All right, chopping out again. AJ, good to talk to you, bud. We're losing you again. There he is, AJ McLean. All right, here we go, episode 150. Thank you very much, our crossover episode. Thanks to the sponsors, Warby Parker and Dollar Shave Club. Thanks to AJ McLean. And Jake Owens, the next one going up the next few days?
Yeah.
So Jake Owens will be here. Also, check out the Sore Losers podcast if you like the sports. With Raymundo, Eddie, and Lunchbox. Also, Amy Brown has one. Four Things with Amy Brown. A lot of things, motivational, spiritual, a lot of, what else should I do over there? Like exercise, a lot of health stuff. Yeah, Four Things with Amy Brown. Velvet's Edge, if you're into fashion, and she does a bunch of beauty stuff and even pop culture stuff. So a lot of stuff. Check it out on the Nashville Podcast Network. Thank you very much. Episode 150. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.